Hi, everybody. We're here again. So this is our Friday program, Creation Light Ship Healing Program, and Friday is dedicated to paranormal. So we'll see if Carrie's out there. So are you paranormal tonight, Carrie?
Probably every night of the week, Ron. So hi, everybody. Good evening. It's the 4th of January, 2013. So let's see, we're on station 2 tonight here on bbsradio.com. So if you have a paranormal situation that you'd like to get Ron's take on, you can either type it into the fast chat or call in with your question if it's on a paranormal topic. So I'll give those numbers out right now. If you're in the U.S. and Canada, the toll-free number is 888-429-5471. 888-429-5471. These are listed under the Station 2 play Station 2 play button on Ron's page on bbsradio.com. And then if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, it's area code 530-513-6472. 530-513-6472. So, Ron, we should probably just quickly mention, since it's just 2 days away now, your Sunday call on the 6th of January, where you bring in the energies for the year that we're now in, 2013, month by month, for the rest of the year. So if anyone hasn't signed up for that yet, you still can. It starts at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern, and the first 3 hours approximately, Ron will be bringing in the energies. The probable energies, I guess we should say, for each month of the year, 2013. And then in the last hour, he will be doing a week of water charging for us. So do you want to describe that a little further, Ron, while I see what questions we might have?
Yeah, so it's a very nice call. We sit with the energies for about 10 minutes or so. And each month, I do one at a time. And we start at January and end up at December. And you're able to kind of sense, feel what's going to be happening throughout the year. It's just a wonderful call, a lot of peace energy. So you may just really enjoy it. It's $20, and included in that is the water charging, where you have 7 containers of water, and you mark them 1 through 7. If you're absentee, people notify me that they want to be on the call, but they can't. So just take your water and mark the bottles 1 through 7. And then you drink them in sequential order, and 1 would be starting on Monday, 2 is Tuesday, and going on down the line there. And it's just a very, very nice, relaxing call. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I don't know if this would work, but it's just occurring to me that people might wonder if they can do this one in an absentee basis. Obviously, the water charging, I know you've said you can label your bottles. If you can't be in the house, you can still label your bottles and they'll get charged. But what about the energies? Would it be worth anybody doing this absentee, or would you prefer?
Well, you're going to feel a lot of peace energy.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. So we'll be healing. So it's a great event to get on. And, you will feel the energies coming into you. So, yes, I'd say it probably would be great.
Okay. All right, so if anybody is busy on Sunday and can't be on the call, then you can do it absentee. And don't forget to do your 7 bottles of water so that you have that through the week. So we have a question about, and we get this question periodically, and it's good to reiterate how this works. Sammy's wondering whether we have to be in the same room, as our computer when we're running a clearing.
Not always, but it's good to be in the room off and on, but you need to be in the room to switch the the buttons around in case you've got to do a different part of the clearing. As long as the light beam is up, you're connected to it because you're going to bring the light beam up, and at that point it's connected to you, so you can't walk around your house. So it's kind of up to you. A lot of people just like to sit there and just feel the energy from the clearing, whereas if you're moving around a lot, you probably won't feel too much. Oh, that's kind of up to you. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And then I know that you've explained to us in the past, Ron, that if we want to run a clearing and we have to go to work or, you know, do various things out of the house, that we can put a photo in front of the monitor in our place, and the bigger the better, I think you have said. So maybe you can describe how that works.
Yeah, just put your photo in front of the light beam on your monitor screen. Just make sure that the monitor stays on all the time. And that will still give you energy to yourself. Well, that's another way of doing it. It's very nice, very simple. It always works.
Okay, great. All right. All right, so we have an interesting question here. What's the difference between seizing a good opportunity and attracting one?
Well, that's a good question. You probably already attracted it, so it's going to come into your realm anyway, so I think it's all the same. Everything that's going to come to you is going to be some way attached to you, probably through your psychic billboard. So it's going to come to you. I think it came some other way, but it's because of that, basically, from your natal chart. So, and that you can change on your psychic billboard by doing that psychic billboard clearing if you want to bring more things into your life.
So in a way I think we did. There's kind of another thing that question raises, so I'll bring that up after we take the caller. So do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, ma'am. This is Michael Oliveira.
Hi, Michael.
Michael Lowe.
Hi, Michael.
As you know me on Fast Chat. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Barry.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to share with you what happened to me for 3 days and three nights. I've been waiting about a year and a half to call in. It's pretty tough to talk about.
Okay.
I have no emotional attachments to it until now that I want to talk about it. What happened on March 3rd, 2009, as I was sitting at my desk and I saw in the window, as I looked over to the window, I thought it was an angel or something. Later on, I found out it was some sort of ultra-terrestrial god, dark god, alien, about 4 foot tall, scared the crap out of me. You know, I mean, I'm thinking, so I looked back at my desk, not knowing to look at it. I'd never seen an alien like this on any. So all of a sudden, things started going bad there. The earth started shaking, and then I felt myself being taken off into some kind of I was in the room as well as being somewhere else, going through space at a great, great, powerful speed. And then I saw as we went towards the moon, I thought we were going to crash into the moon. Being in my room and then also being on something like a spaceship half the size of the United States, I don't know if it could have been bigger or smaller. And so I fell into my chair waiting for the, I didn't know if it was the end of the world, what was going on. And I sat back into my my recliner, it just braced for the impact. It was very powerful. And then we went over the moon. The moon had a hole in it. I saw some going in and out of it in such fast speed. The moon is hollow. Anyway, so it frightened me so much, I laid down, and then I saw like a doctor standing over me, just staring at me. And then I looked at the window. I'm just jumping around here because I forgot a lot of this on purpose. I let it go. But I wanted to tell you because I've been listening to you for about a year and a half, and I'm starting to trust you. Anyway, so I believe in you. I believe my heart believes in you. And so anyway, I laid in the bed and I looked out the window and I saw the face of a woman about 12 feet tall and then a man about 15 feet tall. I said, and they were smiling, they were happy. And I was terrified. I'm like, What is this? And then the next day, I'm sitting, and then a dragon-like image came up on my right wrist. And I saw it, and that scared me. It's about an inch long. And then it, like, walked on my wrist, and then on my hand, not my wrist, and then took off. 10 minutes later, I hear all this commotion out front. And I go out there, and my neighbor says, a helicopter just came down and then took off from the sky. And then about 5 or 6 police showed up, and they were looking for somebody. This all happened, and I was thinking, what is going on here? So a lot of stuff like this, I remember traveling, and almost like when you travel at such fast speed, you almost start to disappear. You could see through almost through your hands and all this. A lot more things happen. I tried to forget about it. I did forget about it, but since I've been listening to BBS Radio, and I hear Ron talk a lot about this kind of stuff. And if you tell me there's good aliens, I got oceanfront property in Montana to sell you. So anyway, that's, you know, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, I'm following you completely on your trip over the moon and stuff, and seeing that. Very possibly, you know, could have been one of the Greys. Doing that, I saw the things happening. I do understand what you're saying. It is very, very freaky when that happens, and you have no place to put it. That's the hard thing about alien abductions. I'm trying to see here. It somehow, I think, worked on your hearing some way. I don't know if they put implants in, but I'm seeing ear energy being worked with.
I felt that was there, but
it was a pretty big ship, as you said.
It was? Okay.
Yeah. Let me work on your ears, see if we can take off some implants in case they gave you the implants. Would you like that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. So, left ear first, and this will also work for everybody else listening. And taking this one out here. That one's released. That wasn't too far in. Okay, right ear. There. And just see if that seems to help. Did you sense any changes in your head or ear?
I was having a little chest pain, and I do feel lightness, a little bit of lightness. I want to say that I've tried to go on your website, and I don't know if they won't let me. I've done the copy and paste. They won't even let me go on. I can't even go on the, Conscious Life Expo. I try to go on that website, and they knock me off that, too. I don't know. Only thing I get off of your website is when I'm on BBS Radio, and then I can just look at they only let me see the wiki link on you have on there. Educational stuff, anything with clearings, I'm able to do.
Very interesting.
And I live in Arkansas, and I don't have anybody around me who has a computer or one that I use, but besides the one I have.
You might try going to a library and just see if you can get on it at a library.
Yeah, you know, I don't have that's 12 miles. I thought of that. I'll do that. I'll do that. I don't know why I can't get on in here, though. It shows part of you. What it does, Ron, is it shows part of your website, but only the wiki part, and but nothing to do with healings. Anything I tried to do healings, we tried to copy and paste, all that, and nothing. So, because I, you know, I got interested. So what I do is I think that I'll just do it again and just donate to BBS Radio on your webpage on there. I could do that because you do. I feel that your heart is truthful when you speak.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call.
Any other
sense, what was that?
Just let me know. Just send me an email or something, and we'll see if we can help you some way.
Okay.
And, I don't know what's causing that internet connection not to work. That's very interesting. But
it is strange. It is strange. And like I said, I tried going on the the New Life, Conscious Life Expo .com, nothing. I could go on any other website, and I'd say everything's okay, except for Creation Lightship and that one. So I just, if anybody tells me that there's good aliens, I got oceanfront property in Montana to sell them.
You're going to sell sand to the Arabs, right?
Yeah. Okay, Ron, I just wanted to call in. It's been a year and a half I've been trying to do this, and this is a tough one for me. But I let it go, and I don't let it bother me. I try not to.
I can do some energetic work some way to, I can get that computer to work. We'll just see what happens.
That'd be great, yeah. And I'll look into getting over to a library and getting on there and see what I can do some clearance here.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. All right, thank you, Ron. You have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too.
Wow, what a frustrating situation to not be able to get on the website. That's nuts. Poor guy. Well, thanks for calling in, Michael. If you get to the library, let us know, and let us know if the computer worked for you there. Hopefully it will. You'll be able to run all those free clearings to start with and see if they help at all. I'm just trying to think if there are any of the free ones Michael could run for his computer. Probably they're primarily for us, but okay, my goodness. All right, so let's see. I just wanted to get back real quick to that question about what the difference is between seizing a good opportunity and attracting one, and you're basically saying that seizing one that comes to you is really the same thing because you have attracted it somehow. So I guess what the difference would be in this question would be, what's the difference between having something come to you that you haven't consciously attracted and versus something that you have consciously attracted? Oh, we've got another beep. So you mentioned the psychic billboard, Ron, and that would be the way to attract something rather than having, you know, your natal chart or whatever bringing things to you and your billboard that you haven't changed yourself and worked on attracting stuff. So I just wanted to mention that just in case anybody's not aware of those clearings that do affect what comes into our lives. So I think we had another beep. Did you hear another beep, Ron? Do we have a caller?
Yep, I heard a beep.
Yes, hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. I just had a few quick comments to share. And my first comment, it may give people more stability to realize this, but 70% of the churches, they're not democratic. They don't support your needs. If you ask them for help, they really turn their back on you. They say no because they're socialistic. They have a headship, and it's not a democracy because they ignore your needs. And they say, no, we can't. The spirit guides tell them not to talk to the people, to ignore them, because they have a headship and they get power to one another. And then I had another comment about some people, if somebody disagrees with you and you disagree back, you run the risk of a shapeshifter maybe infiltrating into your emotional body. And then if that happens, then you have to wear the dunce hat. And then my third comment is, we don't really support a headship like other groups. This is how we distinguish our group from any other group out there. We're not a godship. We're not a headship. You won't find any head in this group anywhere. We only support the light within one another. So that's all I have.
Hey, thank you, Larry.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Yep. Yeah, the last thing that I ever wanted was a codependency on doing healings and things. I do have a lot of healings. That's only because people may need them, but the last thing that I ever want is to have people connect with me, cord me, anything else like that. That's why the healings work so quick and so fast, that Once you have one, it's done and over with. Don't need to keep coming back over and over and over again. Do something additional. You know, the barcode sometimes get placed on you, but as far as like the whole lifetime clearings and things, do one of those and that's it. There's no reason to go back and try to redo it. There's no add-ons except unless you want to have the unlimited version where you keep up to date with the clearing. But yeah, that's the way everything is set up. So it works once and that's it. The last thing that I want to have is codependency or trying to figure out another way to maybe improve a clearing or to add other add-ons to it. We do have an add-on type, which is the all parallel life clearing, I believe that's what it's called, where you can add that on to any of your whole lifetime clearings, going to parallel lifetimes with it. That's just one price as many times as you want to use it. So that's one that we have as far as an add-on. But I have seen a healer that's has tons of people coming to him. He does everything, charges lots and lots of money, and he puts out these promotions to the different people when he has workshops, etc. I can't give his name, but definitely not a real good person. But he does. I can say that he does. He does gives you a new spirit for different parts of body organs and different things. Places it. It's an upgraded one or something, you know. And right away, and he gets a lot of followers, you know. It's quite interesting. Well, I knew a lady who was with his organization, and he says, yeah, one night he made $150,000, maybe a weekend. People all came to see him, and he just started doing these things that one-time shot, this is it, once and only, you know, it's $500, and we'll do this special clearing for soul replacement. That's what he calls it. It's quite disturbing. But anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we have a follow-up question. Kind of goes with the one about do we have to be in the same room when the clearing is up, and this one is what if the light being is not on the screen, but the clearing is still running. And
has to be, yeah. The light being has to be on the screen to be the conduit to connect to you, so that you're able to have the energy come into you. Now you want to have that light being up all the time. That's why you want to probably disable your screensaver or something. So you want to leave that light being up. You know, if you're worried about power consumption or something, you can always put your screen on dim. That'll still work, but it needs just to be up so that you're able to have the light beam be the conduit to you for the healing. And a picture of you also is a connection. In fact, if you want to try something that's really interesting, you may want to put a picture up of maybe somebody else. In fact, let's do that right now. This will be a paranormal one for everybody. So if you have a picture of somebody, maybe, husband, a wife, child, grandparents or something, why don't you get that picture right now? And I'll give you a couple minutes or so. Get it out of your scrapbook. It could be maybe even an old boyfriend or girlfriend or something, or even somebody that's been deceased. What we're going to do is put some light into the picture, and you should be able to see the picture glow. It could change. Could have a completely different energy on the picture. Actually see something happening. What it could be, it's hard to say, but it will change. So we'll just have to see how that works for you. So do get a picture, and then we're going to do a activation through the light beam to energize it. And if the person is living, they're just going to feel more peace energy. So it just happens to put more energy into their body, and that will reflect onto the picture. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So a couple of questions about the Sunday call. Somebody's asking what the call-in number is. That presumably should be emailed when you sign up for the call, right?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, it'll be coming through to you from or PayPal address. Whatever you use for PayPal email, some people have a separate email address for PayPal. So, but anyway, you will be getting a receipt from PayPal, and then you'll get another email from us through PayPal with the information on it for that particular call, or codes for a clearing if you do a clearing. That's the way it works. So you will get two separate emails, one from PayPal saying that you bought something as a receipt, and then the other one will be with the codes on it, or maybe phone numbers, PIN numbers, etc. Oh, back to you.
All right. So Beth, who asked the question, is saying that she did already pay for it and didn't get the number. So let's see. Maybe you can, why don't you shoot an email over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll get you the number if somehow it's not working. I don't know why it wouldn't work if you paid with PayPal, but if that is the case, then shoot an email over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll reply from there and get you the number. So we've got a, what was the other one I was going to read out? Okay, so, well, Ron, do you want to do the photo thing? We've had a minute or so here for people to get
a picture. And it can also work for a pet or animal. So it feels like we got to wait about a minute more for people.
Okay. All right. Well, we have a question that kind of goes with that earlier one where you were talking about the billboard, and Jacob is wondering, does our psychic billboard control most of our destiny?
I would say that would be correct, yes. It's what you're transmitting moment, we'll say, to people around you. Oh, yes, in a way it will. So whatever is connected to you, then from there that'll be transmitted on your billboard to other people, and then that's being read by everyone around you, known and unknown to you. Typically that will cause the cause and effect to work on this planet, and you're in cause and effect with that. So, yes, that is correct.
Okay. And just to reiterate, Ron did say earlier in the show that if you would like to be on the Sunday call and you have other prior commitments elsewhere, you can. Yes, you can be on the call absentee. Somebody was asking in the fast chat, Ron. So, you think everybody's ready with their photo yet?
That feels pretty good right now. So here we go, everybody. We're going to energize the light beam. So there's a big one on the BBS radio page. Here we go. So I'll just use the word stronger. And I think we're bringing the males tonight. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, here we go. So put your picture in front of your computer screen here. Here we go. So I'll count to one. So one, two, three, four. Okay, there we go. It's being energized right now. Take about, we'll do it for about a minute here for everybody. Here we go. Oh, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? Energy here. Okay, still more energy here. more energy coming. That's feeling pretty good. So there we go. Hey, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. So, we have a few more questions about the runnings of clearings. So, no, you can't have the light being on a different tab behind anything else. Yes, it must be visible. You can't, you know, have that running and then have another page open on your computer that's completely covering the light being. You need to be able to see the light being while the clearing is running, or, you know, have it be the front thing on your screen. And then, where was the other? There was another picture question. I can't see it right now, but I think somebody was asking, Ron, if you use a photo of yourself in lieu of yourself when you're running a clearing, do you have to, oh, here it is. Can the picture be on the computer desktop, or does it have to face the screen?
I would probably have it face the screen, but I think it would, you know, typically work, but I would myself put it against the screen, so that's what I would do.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'm just refreshing my fast chat here. Do you want to just mention, I know the intensives for January are starting up again in a couple of weeks. We have the 2013 energies this coming Sunday, and let me just pull my calendar up. The January intensives start up again on, is it the 12th, Ron?
I think it is, yes,
Pull the calendar up here.
Line up two here. Yeah, it'll be on the 12th, yes.
So the four-hour call will be on the 12th, and then the 3 8-hour Sunday calls are the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th. And I don't know if we have anybody listening who doesn't know about these or hasn't been on them, but while I find another question, Ron, would you like to just real quick describe what the intensive is for anyone that has not been on them?
Sure. Yeah, the Saturday call, which is where it starts off at, that's the ascension call where we do a lot of energy work, bringing in the amber blood, little Merkabas. Some of the masters come in with their energies from the light ship. Holding magnets. It's just a wonderful call. It's very, very peaceful. And so that's a four-hour call. Then we do water charging also. Seven containers of water on that call. And then the next day is the eight-hour intensive where we get rid of the alien life forms and you're in quarantine. So I'll describe quarantine to you. So light ship only has light on it. It does not allow darkness to come in. And so this is a special area outside of the light ship where it starts to work with you and it starts separating the darkness from the light. They'll try to piece you back together again as the darkness has taken you, your body, etc., and finding the parts of you out in the beyondo, if they can, get you back into more spirit integrity. Naturally, you know, there's a lot going on there. And we start taking out alien critters that are inside of your body that are invisible. And by doing so, you start to feel better, more spirit energy. This is what we do on the Sunday calls. Sunday calls are eight-hour calls. We break for 10 minutes, basically, between every hour. And you can be on the conference line or not. Once you're on the call as absentee, you're on the call continuously. And then you're on the light ship in quarantine throughout the weeks during the call. And normally it goes up to the next call, too, if you're going to be on it for the next month. And that's the reason why we have quarantine. Now, you cannot go into quarantine and be there like a safe haven, we'll say, because the quarantine is only there to protect light ship from having darkness on it. That's why we have quarantine. Otherwise, it wouldn't even exist, as the light does not allow darkness to come into it. So it's a protection to keep the darkness out of the light. That's kind of the reason why you go into quarantine. Doctors do work with you, getting rid of the darkness out of you. So anything you want to add, Carrie, that might make more sense, or that could...
Well, the only other piece of that would be that even when we are in quarantine, we are still here, too. So anything that we're exposing ourselves to in our, you know, day-to-day life, we're still going to be exposed to, even though we're in quarantine on the light ship, because we're bilocating back and forth, and therefore it's not actually protecting us from darkness here, down here.
Yeah, that is correct, Well, see, so it does not protect you from darkness when you're in quarantine, as you're here having a life experience. Having that life experience, you're going to be connected sometimes to darkness, unfortunately. Light cannot interfere with your choices. But it cleaned out, and then they do help you out that way. So that's the way it works here. So back to you, Carrie. Maybe we can see if have any commenting about their photos.
Yeah, there's quite a few. So let's see. Okay, let me find where the first ones begin. There are quite a lot of them. Got to go back a page. Sorry, one sec. Here we go. Okay, so here are the comments. Almost feels like a light being picture now. And then we've got Kelly saying they have more spirit with them now. Lorna is saying pure peace going into the picture. Let's see, the next one, it feels like a battery charged up my picture. And then we've got brings picture alive. And I think there was another one on the, another few on the other page. So quite a few people are feeling this. Actually, maybe that was it. There may have been a couple more on the previous page. Oh, okay. Yeah, somebody was asking, saying that the picture is changing with more light. How could that be? So maybe you could describe, Ron, what that does to whoever's in the picture.
Well, it's just, again, it's in very simplistic here, just taking away the darkness that the body has, and the picture relates to you, so or whoever the picture is, because that's that person. So just by doing the photograph, it will actually change the person, too. So it's taking away darkness, bringing in more light. The light that is bringing in is just more spirit energy. So the light is helping your spirit to have more of itself there. That's kind of the way I would probably put that. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. So, all right, we have a question about clearings for children. Susie's wondering, what clearing should I run for children?
Boy, I don't know. Well, that's a good one. I would say entities, because children will be picking up entities from people. I would suggest probably entity clearings. And then also, you know, you may want to do their, you know, emotional, because that's very important. But from there, I would say entities, because as probably every parent knows, you know, you have this nice child, we'll say, that maybe was very nice, and then they go to school and they start picking up all this junk and stuff from people, and their personality changes from the classmates. And all of a sudden, your wonderful child now could become a monster. And so that's because of being around other people. So entities would probably be a wonderful thing to do. That's how I would look at that.
And then, Ron, I'm just thinking probably whatever age we are, we would want to get our spirit barcode off us.
Yeah, definitely that, yes.
And for little children, if you're on the 8-hour intensive, they are free for kids living at home with you. And since everyone touches and cuddles and, you know, wants to hold little babies and little children or medium-sized children, probably bringing them on the intensives with you would be very helpful too, because they're going to have been getting lots of physical contact with people and getting all these alien parasitic life forms hopping into them. So that would be one that I would think would be good, Ron, right? Would you think?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And probably they haven't encountered any death barcodes yet, so depending on how long we're all still going to be here, you may or may not want to do that. I don't know. But the spirit barcode, I would for sure want to get off any children that I was doing clearings for. So, next question here is, what is the definition of bilocation? What does it mean to bilocate?
That's to be at two places at one time. That would be the bi being two. So you're actually two places at once. Another way of stating that is that you're on a different timeline. So everybody is doing more than a bilocation because you're out on timelines and parallel lives, although you may not even know that. That's what it would be, is just being, say, more than one place at one time. But do you have full consciousness where you're going in two or more lifetimes? Probably not.
And then what about when we're on the light ship? Because this question probably got triggered by when we were talking about being in quarantine. So obviously we look down and we see ourselves and here we are, even though we know we're, for example, you know, on Saturday Night Live on the light ship when you take us up, or during the 8-hour Sunday intensive, we're being bilocated then. So I guess that's different than being in a parallel life.
Yes, you're actually on the light ship when you're not here. That's the easiest way for me to put that. So you're here and you're there at the same time. A little confusing because it's hard to describe because you have no reference of knowing that you're there, but you may have insight. You may be able to bring forth the energy and see what's going on as you are being on the light ship, doing what you're doing the healing. So that's a way to look at it. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So another question or a question about quarantine. Shelley's wondering if all the critters that you take out of us are removed while we're in quarantine.
When you're in quarantine, if they see critters, they are removed, yes. You know, the ones that are spotted are removed. That is correct.
And then when we're on the actual light ship, Ron, and we're going in all the different rooms and stuff, maybe you can describe how that works, since it is a little different from when we're in quarantine. How are we able to be in those different rooms?
When you're on the light ship, you're physical. And just like you are here, you're communicating with the light beings. You choose your doctor teams, and they're helping you in the healing process, what you might need to have done for yourself. So it's just very, very nice. As you do healing, you start feeling better. And so you are requesting what your healings like to be on the light ship. Doctors are helping you with that. And the energy of what's going on with you is according to your particular predisposition on healing, you know, which is how much have you worked on yourself? Have you had enough energies released from you, from your emotional body, so that it won't be triggered as you come in back again? Because you're being taken to the light ship many, many times. just say in 1 second, okay? So you're continuously going to the light ship, and each time you go, you're being worked with, and you come back here, and your emotional body can bring forth problem that you got just released on the light ship, and then you go back with that same problem. They can go on and on and on, but eventually it may get released from you. This is why you need to have at least your emotional clearing done before you go on these calls. That's the only thing you need to have some benefit from the healings. And otherwise, you may not have a beneficial healing, because your emotional body is going to take your healing away from you. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I heard a beep. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, this is Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we have an echo of Ron. It might be coming down your phone line. Is your computer volume up? Maybe you can.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what to do about that.
Throw a cushion on your speakers or something if you don't have the dial button quickly. Well, maybe you can. Can you move away from your computer?
That sounds fine now, Nikki.
Okay, I'm going to try talking and see what happens.
Okay. Go ahead.
I've got it down as low as I can to still hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you, and I don't really hear Ron hardly at all. It's fine. You jump on in.
Okay.
Now you've gone super faint.
Okay. I've been noticing that things, that the light is very, the light is very strange. And I haven't been able to figure out what's going on as I look at it. And as I was yesterday. Okay, and so I had to go off the island and go for a drive. And what I was noticing was that everything was flat. Just flat. It wasn't like there was any depth to anything. And as soon as I noticed that everything was flat, then stuff would have depth. And as I would continue driving, and then I would find that the as I continued driving, it would be the flatness would come back, and then I would have to put my as I put my attention on it, then it would change again and have depth. And it didn't just stay there. I had to be really present and looking at it before there would be depth to anything. And this happened through the whole drive. I drove like 30 miles, and it happened the whole time. And I noticed today that there's still that eerie a light sort of thing. And when I put my attention on it, it is that everything's flat until I put my attention on it. And it's like that it all of a sudden gets changed or upgraded to have depth and be like a real picture or a real life.
Yeah, what you're saying is the new energy is coming in. So I think what you're seeing is the artificial timelines being copied and pasted here, and you're seeing them as a flat, no energy, no depth of field, because they're not really probably in place yet. Yes, that's what I would say you're probably looking at. And as it gets maybe a little more defined, possibly, You know, the timeline might start to look a little better, have more depth, but it's very possible that you're having more spirit energy. And so what you're seeing is the clone version, which you're looking at.
No energy, depth of field.
That makes sense to you?
They're not really probably in place yet. Yes, that's what I would say you're probably looking at. And
are you still there, Nikki?
Yes, I am.
So what you're having is you're having a kind of sense of paranormal experience because you're seeing something that really shouldn't be here. I know a couple years ago when we were in New York, when they started doing a lot of major timelines, everything looked like it was not even real, like there was no depth to anything, and that was that was in October, I believe. I can't guarantee that, but a couple of years ago we started seeing that as the energies were shifting and changing. Plus, that's the time that the Earth spirits started pulling out. Everything that used to be a three-dimensional looking, it kind of looked dull, flat, dead, lifeless, and that's because that's what it is. So what you're having now, good thing you brought that up. So what so what you're probably seeing now is a lifeless timeline coming in, because the clone replicas that are here, or the real clone people, don't need to have source energy because they're robotic. Robotic energies are there. So everybody just needs to kind of pay attention to people around them and just see if they look a little more robotic. And another way of talking about that is that the people will be very calm, probably not very excitable right off the bat, as they don't have enough of a program in them to know about emotions. Now, I'm sure they're going to be taking on more emotions. That's what it feels like to me, because they're going to have to probably try to fit in here and just use the energy. Since this planet is controlled by mind, mind has to control the emotions, so there's no reason why they won't have emotions coming up. You're going to start seeing the people changing or emotional probably within the next month, I would say. Right now, it's a good time to look, take notes, get a little maybe notepad out, or just kind of see how people are reacting and responding. And the person that you thought you knew that was real may not be real any longer. Well, that could be very scary, but once you know the truth and the facts, then you go, okay, they just got taken to the Beyondo, and a replacement is here. That is a clone replica of them, completely, not being switched out every 10 minutes like humans would be. You're just here. The older prototype clones that were here normally would not last very long. I think, I don't know, I'll just stab at 10 years is what they would be good for, probably, before they started falling apart. So a lot of the clones, by the time, you know, if they didn't get reset, start really seeing them kind of decay out and change, become older looking, having problems by the age of 40 probably. This depends what time they got recloned or a new model comes in. You can see that again on a lot of the people in the headlines and in motion pictures, as you look at it and you go, wow, this person dropped like about 30 years from his last movie or her last movie. What's going on there? And the average person will say, oh, yeah, it's just, you know, maybe they're using Photoshop possibly, you know, or they got a good makeup artist. But if you look a little closer, you might actually see that their skin is completely different because it is a different person. Looks very similar. Looks the same. You know? And remember, most people are not that acute, you know, to see things happening before their eyes. And they'll just assume that, oh, yeah, person had this done to them, and this is the way they look. Uh-oh. Carrie, our time's running out.
Yes.
Yeah, time, no.
Thank
you. Since we're in time right now, we got to honor that, as the program is in time. We're out of time right now, everybody. We're truly out of time on this show, but we're also out of time in the real time. It's we'll have to say goodbye. So good night, everybody. Hopefully you're going to be on the call Sunday, this coming Sunday. And it starts at 1 o'clock, ends at 5. And get your water ready. And you can be on at absentee, no problem. You know, just get your water containers and put them on your counter, mark them 1 through 7. And you don't have to be home, but they will be charged up for you. And you may feel the energies of the upcoming year coming to you. And it still can be very rewarding for you. It's only a $20 call. So, blessings, everybody. Thank you, Carrie. And
okay.
We'll see you later, everyone.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks, Nikki, for calling. And next show tomorrow night, Station 2, 7 p.m. Pacific on bbsradio.com. Thanks for your questions and your calls. Good night, everybody.